This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. A legal analyst, Matt Miller, says he doesn't think Flynn's going to end up in jail.
The only reason I hedge a little bit is that this judge, Emmett Sullivan, is one of the most unpredictable judges, and at least certainly in the D.C. circuit.
He spoke on MSNBC, special counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated in the ongoing Russia investigation. A commuter train strikes and kills two Chicago cops as they were investigating reports of shots fired on the city's south side yesterday. The suspect the two cops were trying to track down was eventually taken into custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A county sheriff in Frederick, Maryland says
the cost of doing nothing is much more enormous than building the wall.
County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is one of among about 40 sheriffs from around the nation signing a letter urging lawmakers to fund the border wall with Mexico. But he's not so optimistic it's going to happen.
Do I have a real hope? I hope, yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. I think it's a shame.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. A border patrol station in New Mexico where a 7-year-old migrant girl was transported before she died in U.S. custody is to be visited by members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The Department of Homeland Security conducting an investigation and telling congressional members that they cannot interview border agents during their visit. The little girl was said to have been suffering from a high fever and dehydration when she passed away earlier this month. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
New details emerge about Russian efforts to confuse voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Two reports prepared for the Senate were released yesterday outlining just how big of an impact Russian influence had. The reports claim Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help President Trump win that election. The independent reports were prepared for the Senate Intelligence Panel, and according to them, the efforts aimed to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump, of course, has repeatedly rejected any suggestion that Russia helped him win the election. The woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July in protests has been found guilty and now faces up to 18 months in prison. Therese Patricia Okemu was convicted of trespassing and disorderly conduct yesterday after climbing to the base of the landmark over the summer and then refusing to come down. She held a standoff that lasted for hours and resulted in the closure of that 4th of July, or the closure of that statue over the 4th of July. She claims the protest was in response to the Trump administration's policies concerning immigration. The Staten Island woman denied a jury trial in October, with a judge having decided her fate instead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, ready or not, here we come. I know this is what you've been waiting for. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you've been waiting for the one and only Bruce Kaufman. Yes, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, Merry Christmas to you, buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Hey, I love this time of year, Bruce. I got to tell you, you know me. We've talked about this before. I love the season, even in spite of the contention that's going out there and, you know, what have you. But I think that what I'm seeing, at least, is in my travels and, you know, shopping and going to malls and people's responses is that maybe the cultural battle over the term Merry Christmas is, I don't know if it's just taking a break or you know, the majority kind of won out on this. I don't know. Well, what do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it, yeah, we're taking a break from it, but I think that, yeah, at some point, this is all about the birth of Christ. Whether you are religious or not, this is a historical fact that Jesus was born, whether it was on December 25th, we don't know for sure, but it is Christmas. It is the time to say Merry Christmas, because we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Happy holiday, fine, if you want to say that, but let's acknowledge that what we are talking about here, what we are honoring here, what we are celebrating is the birth of Jesus Christ, who, according to legend, according to the Gospels, according to the Christian Catholic faith, is the Son of God.
Amen. Well, Bruce, the thing, you know, and I said this a couple of years ago when this was, you know, this contention was rising, is that, you know, outside of the political nature and the correctness and stuff, which is yucky, people can sense from your heart what you mean. Even when people say happy holiday, you can tell if there's some sense of sincerity in it. Merry Christmas the same way, and I have no intent to offend anybody if I've misspoken, and, you know, they happen to be Jewish. Fortunately, my Jewish friends tolerate me. Well, of course, if I know they're Jewish, I'm not going to say Merry Christmas to them out of respect. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't know, and you just say, hey, Merry Christmas, because that's the term. It's kind of like in Europe. I may have mentioned to you in our visit to Vienna, I was blessed by every greeting that you go in. It was Grüßgut. And I go, Grüßgut, that's interesting. And what it meant was God's blessing. Well, if you understood the origination of Grüßgut, it goes back to when the plague decimated over 1 million people. And it was kind of like a hedge of protection. We were blessing people so that they didn't have to endure the pain of the plague or the death of the plague. And so that tradition is still there. Now, I would dare question and wonder if the people there in Europe who say Grüßgut, because sometimes they throw it out there so dispassionately, you know that they really don't know the meaning and understand what it's all about. But it's a very, very spiritual term.
Yes. Yeah, it is, Bill. And again, okay, so my wife is Jewish. Therefore, my kids are technically speaking, they are Jewish. And the wonderful thing about that for me is they get to celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah, you got it all.
I mean, so we have a Christmas tree up, and my wife loves putting the Christmas tree together with our two daughters, mm-hmm. and then they do the Hanukkah ritual, and I'm not a part of that, but I watch them do it, and it makes me feel great. So
that is so cool. You know, when you think about Hanukkah and what that represents, and of course, this time of year, it really raises the spiritual sensitivity of us as humans. Now, I understand some people say, look, I'm irreligious or whatever, all that's fine. But I believe carved in our very spirits, within the DNA of who we are, is this idea to worship something or someone, and we all find a way of doing it. Even the people who say, well, I'm so atheist, and then, they're out there, washing their car every day. That is their idol, and that's what they worship or whatever else. We're wired to do that. But, that set aside, the fact that we have this extended period. That was the other thing that hit me this year, Bruce, is that like no other holiday, we have weeks. In this particular case, almost 6 weeks this year, and I understand some people, my son goes, Dad, what are you talking about 6 weeks? I mean, we've been seeing Christmas ornaments out in the stores, since Halloween. It's like the sooner some of these retail outlets can get Christmas ornaments out and Christmas candy out, it's all the better for them. I understand, but outside of that, I mean, we have like about, this is a, 4 to 6 week type of campaign where we, we have Christmas music. There's goodwill toward men. There's that sentiment that's there. Hopefully, my prayer is that you catch that sentiment and you add to it and, let the fire of love and peace burn brighter this holiday season, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And again, whether you're religious or not, this is a period in which, as you just pointed out, goodwill toward men.
Yes.
This is a period in which we all... we think about us as all kind of one, e pluribus unum.
Yes.
We are one here, okay, whether you're religious
out of many,
or you're
out
not
of,
religious.
Out of many,
right.
We're one.
Right.
And that really, when you talk about, globalism in a sense, e pluribus unum is that, is it not? But I don't mean globalism the way some politicians would like it to be, open borders, all that stuff. But but you've got to come together as one. So there has to be some compatibility if there's going to be one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's sort of the spirit of Christmas. Whether you're religious or not, there is a spirit here, a pervasive spirit, goodwill towards your neighbor. I mean, you say Merry Christmas, you say Happy Holiday. You're acknowledging, you're wishing your neighbor a good day, a good week, a good life, that kind of thing. And that's what happens in Christmas. Again, whether you are religious or not, it's a spirit of neighborliness. It's a spirit of togetherness, unity, and, And that's a very good thing.
Yeah, what's in your heart? What do you have? If you have goodwill toward men, I believe that in the long run, that will be appreciated. There are some people that are just so ornery. Bless their heart. Their hearts have become so hardened that they refuse to be blessed. Well, there's not much you can do about it. But, my call is to the silent majority. Again, the majority has become silent. Once again, and we need to step up and, let it know, because the fact of the matter is there are people out there that Christmas will come and go and it's a lost opportunity for them, a lost opportunity to smile, a lost opportunity of receiving a blessing from someone who only wants goodwill toward them. How do you regain that time and that moment? Bruce, I think it's such a shame.
One way might be read Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we have a Scrooge there, and he's a Scrooge throughout, until all of a sudden the spirit of Christmas affects him at the end, and it's God bless us, everyone.
Well, there's, stories like that, sentiments, and dare I say, probably even family traditions that have been forgotten and lost because... for whatever reason, and maybe this might be this season that we reclaim those family traditions and come together, as you say, Bruce, in a spirit of goodwill toward one another, peace on earth, and what a counterbalance to the chaos and insanity that our country has been subjected to these last couple of years. Who knows? You could be that change. You could be that very change and that ignition for goodwill that is needed for a time such as this in this country. So step up. 15 minutes now. After
you may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, that's what we're talking about, is speaking life into this dark world, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you, fresh and independent, as we are, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, as we're saying, it is important for the silent majority to step up. You know, Bruce, many people here in this country, I think 80-85% say they have a Bible in their home. I know not all 85% of them read the Bible, but some have a you know, even a casual, you know, relationship with the Word of God. And they know what happens when, you know, historically, when others before us had turned their back on God, said, hey, that's okay, we'll take it from here. You know, we've got it all under control. Now, here is a country who is blessed by God. Our songs, our heritage, everything, we acknowledge that was God and was by divine providence, starting from our first president and our founding fathers. You know, it's very well documented, right?
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And here we are running a risk, turning our back on God. And we know historically other nations that thought they could do that, including the children of Israel, turn their back on God. God said, finally got to that point, just said, okay, you want it your way? It's all yours. You get to have it your way. And so for people of faith that see that this country is heading to a cement wall and going to cause all kinds of dire injury and pain and judgment of God on them. I mean, you cannot be blessed by God and think that somehow you're not going to get the opposite side of the coin, because, you know, early on God said, look, it, I'm going to bless you. But if you don't do it, you know, my way, then you're going to get the other side of the equation. You're going to get the judgment. And there are many in this country who have been saying, look, it, we're due for judgment because of the way we've turned our back on God.
Yeah, and yeah, and well, one of the yes, absolutely, Bill. And one, again, one of the things that I just wanted to talk about was the fact that the whole idea of turning your back on God, in some cases, it means, and this is a misconception about religion in our country, and mm-hmm. the founding fathers' approach to religion, which is to say, so many people think that the language in the First Amendment regarding religious practice, religious faith, mm-hmm. means that we have to separate religion from the public square.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion and the free exercise thereof. And then in 1801, Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, saying that there must be a wall of separation between church and state. And so many Americans today have the misunderstanding that what Jefferson was saying was there is that we have to have the religion can't be in the public square, that we can't, for instance, have nativity scenes in front of town hall, that we can't put the Ten Commandments hanging on the wall in a government building. All of those things. But what Jefferson was really saying was, I agree 100% with what the language in the Bill of Rights says about religion, which is that Congress cannot establish a national religion.
Exactly.
In America, all religions, you're a Catholic, you're a Protestant, you're a Jew, you're a Muslim, you're a Buddhist, every religion is just the same in the eyes of the government. You can't have one religion which we all have to worship, we all have to support with our tax dollars. Every religion is the same. That was part of it. The second part is the free.
Well, again, Bruce Schiffer, just a moment, in understanding the context of what Jefferson was referring to, because what were they doing in Europe? What was happening there? That was the thing that they were trying to avoid explicitly, right?
Right. Exactly.
A national religion. Okay,
right,
go ahead.
Exactly. Because, okay, and so England is a perfect example. In England, the Anglican Church, which Henry VIII has established, that's the only church you could worship in. And your tax dollars and your contributions went only to that church alone. That was that was our lesson that we learned.
Right.
Okay. I mean, so many of us left England because of that, because the only church that you could worship in was the Anglican Church. Mm-hmm. And there were other people who wanted to worship different ways. And that's partly one of the reasons why everybody moved to the New World.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. But the other part is the free exercise clause. And this is really tricky, because what that says is that Congress cannot interfere with how we worship in alliance or in congruence with the dictates of our religion. So for years, Catholics could not eat meat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The state can't do anything about that. Jews, in the Jewish religion, you're circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
The state can't do anything about that. You are allowed to worship however the dictates of your religion command you to do, with one exception. All right. You cannot, if your religion asks you to act in ways that violate U.S. law or custom, then the state can step in. For instance, human sacrifices, not legal. Animal sacrifices, not legal. Mm-hmm. When the Mormons were in Utah, the territory, and they wanted to, they applied for statehood. They wanted to enter the Union as a state. They were told, "You're going to have to get rid of polygamy, or you can't, or we can't, because that violates U.S. law and custom." Mm-hmm. But other than that, you can worship any way you want. And the fact of the matter is, Bill, that the founding fathers encouraged religion in the public square. Why? Mm-hmm. Because religion teaches us morals.
Exactly.
Religion teaches us right from wrong.
Well, Bruce, you bring up circumcision, and this has been, you know, bouncing around in my head right now, and I need to understand more about it, and that is genital mutilation that is being exercised in some Muslim, sectors.
Right. Well, that would be violate U.S. law or custom, mm-hmm. without question. Genital mutilation would circumcision is just basically you're cutting off the foreskin.
Right.
That's totally different than actually genital mutilation. So genital mutilation would be a violation of U.S. law and custom.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, because some Muslims would say, well, you don't understand the process, and it's not, you know, in some cases, we hear genital mutilation, we put it all in one bucket. I'm just, again, trying to understand, okay, what is this going within the context of what our founding fathers said in terms of the practice of a religion. I mean, we have Muslims coming to our country. They're bringing some exercises and practice of the religion that we don't understand. And
right.
And I'm just saying, hey, help me understand.
Well, it would depend. Once again, it depends, and it would be a case. It would come to it, at some point. It would come to the courts. So that's what's happening with
yes.
the Mormons. And it was a court case that said to them, "No, you cannot. The law violate. You are violating the law by practicing polygamy. So if you want to enter the United States as a state, you're going to have to get rid of that." And they did. They conceded
right.
to it. But
exactly.
the whole point here is that because religion teaches us morality, teaching us right from wrong, we are more predisposed, Bill, to obey the law than we otherwise would if we didn't have the moral teachings from religion.
See, that's
religion
the key.
Religion teaches us love thy neighbor as thyself,
yeah.
all right, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. I mean, these are bumpers for us, and this is so important for us to understand why religion was so critical, and I believe one of the reasons why this country was blessed, because it was an expression. I mean, we now had a place where we could all come together, love our God, and worship our God the way our religions, taught us, the way, you know, was part of our culture. You know, we weren't inhibited anymore. And now what has happened is we're starting to be inhibited all because of separation of church and state.
Which is ridiculous because, okay, so this was the beauty of us having religion. We are not, so the founding fathers were wondering, okay, the president enforces the law. Back then, we'd only passed a few laws. How are we going to enforce the law? Well, you know what? We're going to need to enforce the law a lot less if people are predisposed to obey the law based on the fact that they have been taught through religion and their moral principles. This is right. This is wrong. I don't do wrong. This is what my religion taught me. Therefore, the government is not going to need to punish me because there are going to be fewer crimes committed because of that.
Yeah, and you don't need government officials on every corner of the street monitoring this.
Right.
I mean, this is why, you know, John Adams, who we've said many times, said, Bruce, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other, right?
That's exactly the point, Bill, is that because of that, because our Constitution, because we don't have to pass a million laws regulating people's behavior because they are going to be predisposed to behave well. And where do they learn that? From religion, from Jesus' teachings, whichever religion. That's what you learn. You learn morality. You learn the difference between right and wrong, so government does not have to
exactly.
punish you as often.
Well, Bruce, we got to leave it there. Merry Christmas to all. Thank you so
this
much. Appreciate it.
Brought to you by Amazon. Holiday shoppers, rejoice! Prime members can shop all the way up until Christmas Eve with free same-day delivery and Prime Now in select cities. Prime free same-day and one-day shipping has expanded to more than 10,000 cities and towns in the U.S. on more than 3 million items, including gifts like toys, electronics, and everything you need to enjoy the holidays. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime really offers the best of shopping entertainment from Amazon, and we keep working to add faster and more convenient delivery options. In fact, a majority of Prime members in the U.S. now have access to free one-day shipping or faster, which is perfect for your gifting and holiday needs.
For last-minute shoppers, Prime members in more than 30 cities can get free ultra-fast delivery with Prime Now until 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For more information or to start a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is to be sentenced in a matter of hours for lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. A legal analyst, Matt Miller, says he doesn't think Flynn's going to end up in jail.
The only reason I hedge a little bit is that this judge, Emmett Sullivan, is one of the most unpredictable judges, and at least certainly in the D.C. circuit.
He spoke on MSNBC, Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated in the ongoing Russia investigation. A commuter train strikes and kills two Chicago cops as they were investigating reports of shots fired on the city's south side yesterday. The suspect the two cops were trying to track down was eventually taken into custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Here I am, my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. Hey, don't forget, we've got the Unbroken Path to Redemption Blu-ray DVD packet. It is absolutely awesome. And if you'd like your very own copy, because we're givers here, all you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want the Unbroken Path to Redemption DVD, because we're giving out all kinds of stuff here. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send it. And we'll put you in a hopper. We put your name out, and, let's get them out there just in time for Christmas. You will enjoy this DVD. Also, the official Bill Martinez, God's Got This, T-shirt is so awesome. You are going to love this nice, soft, quality shirt. Only large and extra large, ladies, I'm sorry. Hey, you can use it for a nice shirt or however you like, or gift it, pay it forward to somebody. Just send me again, drop me an email, tell me you want a large or extra large. I'd be happy to send it your way. It'll be in the hopper. Make sure address is included, all right? Jorge Lima is with us right now, the executive director of the Libra Initiative. And we're going to talk about, what are we going to do about this, this wall situation that the president is insisting on building and saying, look at, this is what he campaigned on. This is why people elected him into office, is get the wall. So is there a trade deal? He offered once before to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, look at, give me the wall and I'll give you the dreamers. In fact, I'll give you more dreamers than you expected, because they were asking for a small number. And he said, look at, I'll give you the whole shebang. But let's get the wall. Let's make this happen, especially in light of what happened with his migrant caravan. Some are still at the border here, and it's a sad and pathetic story that we're confronted with. But what are we going to do? Are we going to be on the same team and resolve this situation? Or are we going to continue to be at each other's throats just because people hate the President of the United States? Jorge, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing well. Happy to be with you this morning.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this issue. What can we do, Jorge? I mean, reasonable people like you and I, we'd sit down, we could hammer this out in no time. And even with the president of Mexico, you know, this isn't, you know, a bitter partisan thing between reasonable people that say, look, we've got a problem. And if you think not, look at what we just experienced with this caravan, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you opened it up that way, because I think what we need is some reasonable minds for people to come together and knock out a deal. One that seems so plain in sight for the rest of America, just seems so difficult for Congress and the White House to come together on. I mean, we, as you mentioned, there's always been this talk about a deal. I mean, a year ago, the president had this same type of meeting with Pelosi and Schumer at the White House, and they came out talking about a deal. You know, there were tweets about a deal with the Dreamer solution with a border solution that quickly fell apart. And here we are a year later, they're having the same meeting in the White House, and again, no solution. And like you said, you and I probably could have knocked this out in a meeting of an hour, and yet they're taking a year and they still can't come together. And it's what you've mentioned, it's a lot of politics. And unfortunately, in that time, we don't have better security at the border, and we have millions of dreamers that continue to live in uncertainty. It is beyond reason that they can't come together for a solution right now during this lame duck season.
Well, the thing that drives me nuts, Jorge, I'm probably you the same way, is that they want to tackle the whole enchilada here. I mean, this enchilada has been around for a long time. And if Nancy and Chuck Schumer want to fuss about something, there's plenty to fuss about the whole immigration process, because they have done everything they can to make it as complex as possible, for God only knows whatever reason. You know, some say it's as diabolical as, you know, securing, you know, their elections and things like that. I would hope that's not the case. But some people are very much convinced that that is the case. Look, we're talking human beings here. We're talking people, and I get in trouble, Jorge, I got to tell you, because being Hispanic, you know, people say, well, why do you talk like that? And I say, well, I talk like that because I care about the people on both sides of the border. I care about the citizens. I care about the people who are coming here illegally. Once they cross the border, they're illegal. They operate in the shadows. These are the young girls that end up who are already on their way to America, which breaks my heart, Jorge. I'm sure it does you. How does a father give birth control pills to his daughter and say, honey, you're going to go to America, the land of the free, home of the brave. Hopefully it works out for you. You're going to be the seed of this family. You're going to go there. And, oh, by the way, here's some birth control pills, because chances are you're going to be raped on your way there many times. And I want to make sure you're protected. What? You know, that's insane. And their young sons, who they know, look at here, you've got a young son, dynamic, that by the time he gets to the border, he's been qualified to be a mule or a drug runner within, you know, the cartel. And this is what these kids are being subjected to. And then they come here in this country, the home of the free and land of the brave, and they become sexual slaves or slaves to the cartels. Is this our legacy? I mean, this is so wrong on so many levels. And for that sake, I would lay my body across the border to protect them. You know, not to mention the fact that we get people here who don't respect the laws coming across the border. Well, if they don't respect the laws coming across, they're not going to respect it on the other side of the border. And so now you've got MS-13, you know, gang members. You've got people being murdered. People have been deported many times, come back into the country, and they're killing our citizens. And meanwhile, you got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you know, sniveling and worrying about who's going to get the credit for fixing the problem. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. I have no patience with this. I mean, I am so frustrated over this, because lives are in the balance and have been for a long time, Jorge. We're coming on the holidays. There are families where the chairs are empty around the dinner table because of this idiotic political bickering that's going on right now. That's ridiculous.
It is completely ridiculous. And again, I think you see where America and the general public is in support of finding and striking this deal. I was just reading this morning, Steve Forbes has issued an op-ed explaining why there should be a deal made and encouraging both Congress and the White House to do so. You're absolutely right. I mean, this has been completely politicized for years. We haven't had any reasonable immigration reform since the 80s. It's been almost three decades now. And instead of actually trying to drive on what we could bring together and solve, both sides really have said, well, if that's the deal, then I want to add this, and I want to add that.
Right.
And we know that when you start adding everything, it just collapses. And
exactly.
So what we're trying to do is see if there could be some leadership where it's just plainly on the table. We will do the enhanced border security with the Dreamer solution, and then let people figure out if they're actually, you know, I have to defend it to the American public, whether they're going to stand behind that or not. But right now, they're all just kind of, there is this talk of the deal, but no one's actually presented it in, you know, in plain sight and said, here's the deal that we can work on.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they get to continue playing these games, defining what is a wall, what's not a wall, if they're for border, but no wall. And you keep getting lost in just the media spin and then the kind of, again, the politicization of the whole issue. And who suffers, as you mentioned, families on both sides of the border, which, by the way, if we don't solve this now, it doesn't, that problem doesn't go away. It is still a reality.
It's snowballing, Jorge. Jorge, it's snowballing. We've got more people here now. I remember, you know, when it started, like, oh, it was 3 million people that were illegal. We're not even talking Dreamers now. And now we're 11. You know, we've been sitting on 11 for a while, but I've heard that number blow up to as many as 30 million people. This is the greater immigration problem that we have. But as far as the Dreamers are concerned, I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer, isn't it?
A no-brainer, and we just hope that there could be some leadership on this solution and that we can see it drive now during the lame duck session because, unfortunately, as you mentioned, they're either throwing more on it or some haven't even brought it. I mean, we have yet to see the discussion around Dreamers really come out of Washington, D.C. right now because everyone just is talking about the border and the wall when they know that the solution is that coupled with the Dreamers.
Amen.
We need someone in leadership to do it.
Exactly. Jorge Lima, Executive Director of the Libra Initiative on Bill Martinez Live. Jorge, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As we approach 2019, it's a good time to take stock of your financial rewards so you can maximize your earnings in the new year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte describes the tools and programs he's using that can also help you plan ahead.
Check to be sure you're enrolled in rewards programs based on the categories of spending you anticipate in 2019. Those programs for me are airline, dining, hotel, and banking rewards. For example, I plan to enroll in Bank of America Preferred Rewards, which will give me credit cards rewards bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and even a discount on the mortgage fee for the home I'm planning to buy next year. For tracking my financial rewards across multiple programs, one of the newest digital tools available for Bank of America clients is My Rewards, a central dashboard that helps me maximize my earnings, redeem rewards, and access new rewards.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fresh and independent, that's the way we come to you, and happy to do so. Merry Christmas to you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. She's got all the viral videos loaded up and ready to talk about and share with us all. Merry Christmas, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm doing great, you know.
Yeah, you got all your shopping. Got all your shopping done. Everything's all ready to go, huh?
Oh yeah, I wish. Maybe one year there will be like a Christmas miracle, and I'll have it done a week early.
I know at Casa Martinez this year we even the house was decorated early. The wife unit was all over, and getting this thing done. It was incredible. I think you know, right after Thanksgiving. Before December 1st, I mean, that in itself is a Christmas miracle.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. People have decorated earlier this year, I've noticed. It's pretty cool.
I think maybe because, you know, we were talking about this with Bruce Kaufman. I think people are fed up with the fussing and fighting that's been going on. It's like, can we take a break? Can we truly have peace on earth and goodwill toward men? And let's get it started, you know, over this holiday season. The heck with all the rancor and, you know, the fussing and fighting that the media would like to whip up here. Hey, let's focus on, you know, the meaning and the real reason for the season, right?
That's right. Everybody's just ready for some good times. And
exactly.
Christmas, I think everybody enjoys this time of year for the most part. It's just a wonderful, special, magical kind of time.
You know, and I'm so glad, and I keep saying this, it really hit me. I go, wow, you know, when you think about all the holidays that we enjoy, you know, during the year, nothing like Christmas. I mean, this goes on for weeks. I mean, this year, you know, almost 6 weeks of Christmas. And, of course, that's not counting, you know, the early times that some of the retail stores, you know, after Halloween, man, they had Christmas stuff. They couldn't get Christmas stuff out there fast enough. But, you know, but still, they kind of set you up a little bit. But, you know, for 6 weeks here, we got Advent. There's other, you know, things, religious practices that take place. You know, our Jewish brothers and sisters enjoyed Hanukkah already. All this good stuff. I mean, it sets us up for the season. And I think this is a good thing. And, of course, you're here to contribute to the good feelings, to talk about, you know, great things that people are doing. I mean, like Gary Sinise's foundation. I love what Gary has done. You know, he's just done so much for our vets. And he's, you know, sending, you know, the Gary Sinise Foundation has sent hundreds of Gold Star families to Disney World this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gary Sinise has a foundation called the Snowball Express Foundation. And, you know, so for Christmas time, he sends 1,750 Gold Star family members on a holiday trip to Disney World. This is like a 5-day or a 5-night event. You know, they get to go to Disney World. There was 15 planes full of family members. And what a Gold Star family is, for those who don't know, is a family member who's it's a family who's lost someone in action or due to an illness related to their service. Wow. And, you know, so all these family members have lost someone in the military who, and, you know, people in the military are giving their lives and serving us, and it's his way of giving back to them. And they said one of the things, like, you know, the family members who were talking said one of the things that they like the most about this trip is being able to be around other families who understand what they've gone through, you know.
Exactly.
It's kind of that support, because otherwise they feel alone, and it's difficult to relate to other people on the specific painful loss that they've had. And it's just amazing that he sends so many people every year for this kind of thing. I just think it's definitely, I think it's something that you need to, that people, you know, should learn more about. It's an annual trip, and it's just so amazing.
And anything you can do to support the foundation there is welcome, because you know, Gary Sinise and the team, they reach out continuously, you know, to vets, wounded, and Gold Star families, especially. And as you say, Sam, I mean, you know, it's not, it's a small group of people, thank God. But nonetheless, I mean, these are real families. And, you know, the holidays, you know, they've got an empty chair around the dinner table. Because of a loved one, and for the sake of our freedoms. I mean, they have paid and are enduring the ultimate price of, you know, what America stands for. I wanted to go on to this next one here. We got newlyweds. I mean, this is kind of interesting. They take their guests to Orlando Target to shop for kids in need. Wow. What's all
That's
this
right.
about?
So for their first date, Brad and Jessica Bond, who are now married, this was about 7 years ago. They went on their first date, and he pulls up to a Target, and he told her, you know, so she kind of looks at him funny, and he tells her, you know, my parents always made Christmas a really special time of year, and they started buying toys for tots that time, and they've been doing it ever since. So it seems like it would just make sense for them to have people from their on their wedding day go to Target. Everybody got a $10 gift card. And went in and bought toys for Todd. And, you know, he said, I have, Brad said, I have the best wife in the world. I just want to share a little bit of the joy if we can just bring a smile to a child for a moment. Mm. That's, you know, giving something back. And, you know, of course, people spent more than the $10 they were going through. They went in her wedding dress. She went in.
Oh, cool.
Jessica Bond went in.
Can you imagine? I mean, the wedding dress, the wedding party, everybody's going in there and, you know, and keeping the family tradition alive. That's awesome.
I love that. Shopping and in Target and giving back for a wedding. I don't know why more people don't do it. That would have been a blast for my own wedding. I'm thinking, what a great idea. That's a great tradition. And
exactly.
It helps others.
And Semper Fi, we love the Marines because, you know, they're leading the way for Toys for Tots. They've been doing this for many years. It's awesome. Now, you got a Michigan boy who has raised $2,500 to pay for a headstone on his friend's grave. Tell us about this one.
Okay, so Caleb, whenever he was little, he moved to a new town, and this is up in Warren, Michigan. And his parents had just gotten divorced. He's moving there when he's in second grade. And he didn't easily make friends because he was very shy. Well, he met KJ Gross. I'm not sure which way to pronounce that. But, you know, both the little boys were quiet and they're sweet-natured, and they started hanging out together all the time. But the thing about KJ was he's had leukemia since he was a little infant, and he experienced illness a lot. You know, he had allergies and difficulties, but he didn't always go out and play. So when he couldn't go out and play, Caleb would go in and play video games with him for hours. And their mom said that the little boys would just sit there for hours. They both had single moms who also bonded together.
Uh-huh. These kids are like peas and carrots, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
And whenever, you know, so they got older, and unfortunately, KJ ended up losing his fight with cancer earlier this year. He died from congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And, you know, Caleb just wanted to do something to help honor his friend. You know, KJ's mom had been a cafeteria worker. She had stopped working months before he passed away, you know, in order to be with him. And so she puts him in family plot, and but she can't afford a headstone. And, you know, this just became something that Caleb just, it's an issue that he took up. He started working odd jobs and asking people around town to raise money and, you know, or, you know, to maybe save their bottles so he could collect them and raise the money. And, you know, so he has collected almost the whole $2,500 that was his goal, which, you know, to KJ's mom is just a blessing because now she has somewhere, you know, she said that.
I mean, this kid didn't crowdfund the issue. He just did it himself, huh?
That's right. It wasn't a crowdfund. It was like he's working and going around town and trying to, you know, raise the money himself. And,
what a friend.
And you know, what his mom said was at a time, and she just wanted to share her story. You know, KJ's mom wanted to share the story because she said at a time when there's so much division and hatred, I hope it brings some closure because, you know, people, you know, they'll see people of all races and that they get along and that they can love each other. And, you know, because these two boys are different races. KJ is a young black boy and Caleb's a young white boy and they loved each other. You know, they were just brothers of their soul. And,
right, exactly.
Just a beautiful story.
Wow.
And it's a tragedy, but, you know, you hope that Caleb's able to find another friend and remember how important KJ was to him. So it's a really beautiful story.
What an incredible friend this kid is, no doubt, both of them. You know, a lot has been said about celebrities these days, and sometimes they get a bad rap, and you know, because sometimes you miss out on some of the stories. And particularly Hollywood star Keanu Reeves, people have been critical of him. But what you need to be aware of is Keanu has a heart, and he has been doing something that many people are not aware of. He's been secretly financing children's hospitals. Tell us about this one.
That's right. So Keanu Reeves, you know, I don't know if you know very much about his personal life, but he's had some tragedies in his life. You know, him and his then fiance, back in the early 2000s, they lost the child due to stillbirth. And then shortly after that, she passed away. But he's you know, in a tragic car accident. And so he spent his life trying to give back to others. And, you know, a lot of celebrities go out there and they try to put their names on everything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, Keanu Reeves has been helping aid children's hospitals in cancer research for years. And, you know, a lot of people don't know about that. And not only that, you know, when he's a guy, like, even when you've seen pictures of him on the subway, he's the kind of he's the kind of celebrity who takes the subway and gets up when there's somebody who needs a seat.
Right.
And
wow.
Who buys his whole, you know, team lunch and dinner whenever he can when he's working with them. And I just think he's somebody worth noticing. There's been some news about him, you know, funding these research hospitals, and I think it's great news. And
well, that is great news.
More celebrities
to
be like
him. Well, exactly.
More people.
Well, Samantha Mal, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
It involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease?